COVID-19 vaccines are shipping out now. Ellis County Health Services Director Jason Kennedy talks to us about the local impact and the latest in COVID-19 in the area on this episode of the Post Podcast. This week, since the last time we've talked anyway, there's been some really kind of positive news. I know we're not nearly out of the woods yet, but there's been some good activities. I think the biggest thing, and this is the first thing we're going to hit on, is the vaccine that's coming out. Kansas has some on the way, or some already here, right?
Sure. Yeah, Kansas has some. Actually, was delivered to to hospitals around the state yesterday. We had a conference call this morning with KDHE, and one of the individuals that was delivering vaccines was still delivering at 10:30 last night. And so, vaccine is on the ground in Kansas. Where it's going, or kind of the locations of it, is still pretty secure. The KDHE is not necessarily saying this place is getting this and just opening that up. I do know that we are slated to receive vaccine in Ellis County, likely this week still. And it might actually, by the time this airs, we might actually have it on ground, or in Ellis County on the ground. So the most exciting thing about the vaccine is that it's here. It's out. I did see a picture on the KDHE call this morning that had a cooler at a hospital facility, and on top of that cooler was a sign that said Box of Hope. And I think that might be the best description for the vaccine that I've seen. That I think this really is the Box of Hope, or the Vial of Hope, or whatever you want to call it, that we've been looking for a long time. Everybody's tired of the pandemic. Everybody's tired of the mitigation measures. Everybody's just tired of the changes and the constant day-to-day. And so this is really the first time that we have some type of a weapon or some type of a tool to be offensive against this vaccine, to actually fight back a little bit and not just play defense with mitigation measures. So I think Box of Hope, Vial of Hope. Now, that's great. That's great news. But we're still a long ways away from any sort of widespread vaccination, or to have really availability at the local level. And so things will improve. We will get more vaccine as this goes on. But right now, it is limited quantities. The first doses will actually go to hospitals. They will be prioritized for frontline healthcare workers that are working directly with COVID patients. We are slated to possibly receive a shipment of Moderna if it actually if it passes EUA authorization. Obviously, we're recording this on Thursday. It's crazy that we're in a time where we have to talk about hour by hour, but by the time we get off of here, it might be approved by tomorrow morning. So the Moderna vaccine would be slated for health department, and it would go to EMS workers and health department staff. Now, right now, that's about the extent of the knowledge that we have on the availability of the vaccine. And we don't get to choose priorities, not at the local level right now. They give us a certain number of quantities that are slated for a certain individual population of people, and that is really what we get to do with it. So as availability becomes better, as we increase that number of doses, as we look through the next 3 or 4 months, it will become more widespread available, and we will continue to push people to really make their own decision on this vaccine. And so as it becomes available, what I would encourage every single person in Ellis County to do right now, this minute, is to continue with the mitigation measures, but start researching the vaccine for yourself. Call your doctor, talk to your doctor, get online, look at the EUA authorization, look at the ingredients in it, look at the stuff online, do your own research, make sure it's good research. You're not going to get that off Facebook, but go and look at the CDC's website and actually make an informed decision on the vaccine. Don't write it off before we even know what we have. Go do your own research. And, the vaccines will be safe. Overwhelmingly, vaccines in this country are safe. I think that the safety is there. I think it's shown to be fairly effective, but I encourage, or actually really effective, I guess I should say, but I really encourage everybody to make their own decisions. Utilize your doctor to help you with those healthcare decisions, utilize good information, and make your own decision.
Do you think, I know there's been quite a bit of noise out there about the effects of this, and I don't mean that long-term dangerous damaging effects, but the vaccine itself does seem to give people at least the symptoms of COVID for a day or two. Do you think that's going to hamper people's desire to get it? Just the thought of, I don't want to feel good for a couple of days? Or do you think people are going to just go the route of saying that's better than actually getting the coronavirus?
Sure. You know, likely I don't think the side effects should be a hindrance to someone's decision. And the vast majority of the side effects from this are more of a localized site reaction. So like where you actually have the injection, you might have some localized pain, swelling. Some people are reporting weakness, fatigue, maybe some body aches, pains. So there are those side effect profiles of it. And it's really something that you need to make a personal decision. You need to go on, research the vaccine, see what risk level you're at, see where you're at, talk to your doctor. But I don't think the side effects of the vaccine should be a hindrance for anybody. In that, I think overwhelmingly the majority of people will find probably no worse than the flu shot or something like that.
Excellent. I had a Tdap shot 3 or 4 months ago, and holy smokes. Even that thing kind of knocked me out for a couple of days. And I was thinking at the time, like, I wonder if this is what the COVID vaccine will feel like.
Sure. And there is one thing that I can tell everybody is that there is no live virus in this vaccine. So it's similar to the flu shot in that there is no live virus. So they're not actually giving you COVID. And because of that, generally your symptoms are significantly less than actually contracting the virus disease, whatever it is. So there is no live virus in there, and that also plays into if you go and get tested. So let's say you get the vaccine 2 or 3 days later, you all of a sudden have all the signs of COVID. You have loss of taste and smell, you have cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, all that stuff. Likely that is not the vaccine. It is that you have COVID, and you will not test positive on a PCR test after you take the vaccine, not specifically from the vaccine, if that makes sense. So if you test positive on a PCR test and you have all the symptoms of COVID within, 10 days, 5 days, 2 days of getting the shot, you probably have COVID, and you need to call your doctor and work with your doctor on what to do there. But there is no live virus in this vaccine, so it should be a significantly reduced symptomology from actually having the virus.
Well, excellent news. Yeah, I like to hear that. And I think we could probably talk here for 2 hours, 3 hours about how this vaccine actually works, because it's not what you think of as a traditional vaccine. When they inject dead or dying virus cells in, and it's just crazy technology and amazing that they got it done so fast.
Sure. The mRNA is exciting technology. It's an exciting technological advancement in vaccine development. They have studied this type of technology though for a significant amount of time. This technology isn't new to science. It's new to having a licensed vaccine with it. So it's really exciting. It's sad to say, I mean, nothing much has been exciting about our COVID year. Let's be honest. It's been a fairly dismal year for most people. And so it's kind of the first time we can see the light at the end of the tunnel and that we can say, hey, there is something there that can make it better. And so as we're working through this tunnel, we got to realize that we're still in it. We're still in the middle of this COVID year, and it will continue for several more months. And so we've got to just keep taking measures to protect yourself, protect your loved ones, keep making those good decisions, and honestly, make your own decisions on this stuff. Go do the research. Go to the CDC website. Look at the information that's out there. Go to KDHE's website. We'll try to post as much as we can on our Facebook page. But go look at the research. Go look at the science behind it and make an informed decision.
Excellent advice. Jason, we've got just a minute or two left here, but there was another thing we wanted to hit on real quick, and I think it's also encouraging. You know, the vaccine's kind of the big picture thing, but in the last few weeks, despite the all of the forecasting that we're going to have a giant jump in cases after Thanksgiving, we didn't see that. We talked a little bit about this last week as well, but that trend has held. The numbers continue to drop slightly every time you do a report, at least for the last couple of weeks, right?
Sure. It's, there's a lot of projections out there. There's a lot of mathematical modeling. There's a lot of really noise from people that are trying to predict the future. And in all reality, it is difficult to predict the future with COVID. We sometimes don't even know what the next hour is going to look like. And so I do believe their forecasts that we saw at the national level were a little bit off as far as the huge spike after. But I think it's because we saw a giant spike before. And I think we've talked in the past, you and I on this podcast have talked about how people's individual choices a lot of times will drive the numbers. And so what we saw prior to Thanksgiving was a huge rush of people to be tested so that they could gather safely or so that they could be around people and try to make a good decision to be safe. And so I actually don't think our numbers are fairly steady from where they were at a couple months ago, but we saw a giant spike before Thanksgiving, which makes this after Thanksgiving lull seem like a low spot. But really, we still have a significant amount of cases. We do still see this. We're kind of in this plateau phase. We're picking up 18 to 20 cases a day, which is still 18 to 20 impacts every single day. And like we've talked, we put so much time and energy into looking at the numbers, and we forget that those numbers are impacts to people, they're impacts to family, they're impacts to businesses, they're impacts to schools and individuals. And so, it is something that we need to keep that in our minds. But we didn't see a giant spike after because we saw a giant spike before. And I think we're going to see a similar one here at Christmas time. I think we will see in the next few days, I think our cases will start going back up because people are wanting to be tested to maybe try to gather in a safe fashion. And so what I would tell people is just continue to take the best measures, continue to do what you can to protect yourself and those around you, continue to push that social distancing, and really evaluate that risk-benefit analysis. Look at it and say, is the risk of this event worth the benefit of me having COVID? Is it worth the benefit of me giving COVID to someone in the workplace or someone, a loved one, or something like that? So as we continue to move through this until we see the true efficacy of the vaccine, until we see the true, at what level we get of adoption of the vaccine and when it's widely available, we're going to have to continue to do that risk-benefit analysis and continue to look at those good public health measures to protect ourselves.
Okay. Jason, I tell you, we're out of time. We got to get over to news, but any last thoughts real quick before you go?
No, it's the same thing stays in place that we had for Thanksgiving as for Christmas. Be smart, be safe, utilize those public health measures, and really just look at the risk of events. We are close to having at least some tools to battle this. Let's get through these next few months as safe as possible and continue to move forward with life as we live in the middle of this COVID year.